Hello, and welcome back to the mix, everybody. I'm Warren, that's Alardo.
Hello.
And today we have episode 45 of our podcast. And today we're going to be talking about The Last Duel, Cobra Kai, Afterlife, the Ricky Gervais show, and the Harry Potter 20th anniversary special. We were also supposed to talk about Ozark today, but I wasn't able to get to it, so we will do it next time. But first, I just watched this movie right before this, so I wanted to lead off with it before we get to Cobra Kai, The Last Duel, starring Adam Driver, Matt Damon. I don't know the girl's name, I'm sorry. Do you know her name?
Jodie Comer. Jodie Comer.
Jodie Comer. She looked
Yeah.
familiar. What else is she in?
Oh, she's in Free Guy. That's probably where you know her from. She
Wow,
was the
she looks
main.
hella
Yeah.
different. Wait, yeah, she's the main girl, right?
Yeah.
What? Interesting. Anyway, what? It's on HBO Max. I watched it on HBO Max. But what did you think of this movie?
Yeah, I liked it. It was the story itself was interesting. I like that they did this thing with the three truths leading up to the actual duel. It provides this like whole context behind the duel. So that way when we watch the duel, it's like holy crap, there's like the stakes are like high, right? And yeah, pretty good. It's good Oscar bait. It's like when the movie you can tell when a movie's like trying to go for the Oscar, but it's like actually good, right?
Right. Like, do you know why they, or not why they did it that way, but like there has to, it seemed like familiar. Like, what's another movie that did that? Do you have one, like off the top
Well,
of your
I don't
head?
know if you watched it in a class, but Rashomon, it's pretty much Rashomon. You know that movie? From the same director as Seven Samurai, where it's pretty much like
It sounds familiar.
you're getting these. Well, in Rashomon, what happens is pretty much what happens in this movie. You're getting like the different like stories from other people.
Right.
You see what, yeah.
I might have watched it because I remember like the story structure seems was like, oh, I've seen
It's
this
like,
before.
yeah, it's like exactly like Rashomon. And then, like you can see how biased they are in some of their truths.
Yeah, it's pretty
Like
funny.
Matt Damon saved Adam Driver and his, but Adam Driver saved him. Like it's just funny like
Yeah.
that too,
I loved all those little things and I was like looking for them too, so it was even
yeah.
more
Yeah.
noticeable.
And Matt Damon's, he's like sick, he's like super sick, like he has the plague, but he's like fine in his wife's story. It's just like a cough.
Yeah, dude, my favorite one was when he's like first in his one, he goes to talk to Pierre and he's like, and it cuts off and she's like, well, did you explain yourself? And he's like, yeah, I did. I totally articulated myself. And then in the in Adam Driver's one, it's like he's just like, nah, you took this from me. It's like, dude, you had actual reasoning. You're just not saying anything. That was so funny to me, and everybody's just laughing at him. But yeah, I loved those little differences like that. Let's see, what else? Ooh.
I like that it's like a lot of the problems that happen in the story are stuff like that would happen today. Like the way they're like petty towards each other and the reason the duel starts. I think like the only thing that you wouldn't be able to translate to like modern day is the actual duel. But
Yeah.
you can kind of like do it like that. But yeah, I like how a lot of the problems are like kind of modern day stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, like you said, everything but the duel. I don't know if I should like spoil or give like why the duel
Yeah, I feel like
happened.
out of well, this the director of this movie was the guy that said like his movie bombed because nobody wanted to watch it, right? Or all the Zoomers, Gen Zers didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
So I feel like not a lot of people know what actually happens.
Yeah, because I mean, I wasn't even interested. Like, just off a trailer, I was like, what is this? Like, just a medieval movie? But when you watch it's really not about the duel, like, very much at all. It's, well, that's how I, like, perceived it. It was like, this isn't really about the duel. It's more
Like
about, like,
the events around the duel, like why the duel is happening.
yeah. And the theme of I don't know how to describe it, but
yeah, without like spoiling
the
it.
Message the movie was trying to tell me had nothing to do with the duel. I feel like
The duel is just some stupid thing.
Exactly. It was just like it was a payoff for idiots like me that wanted to see violence.
That's a good way to put it. Oh, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck helped write it, if you didn't know that, by the way.
Really? Good on them.
Yeah. So I can imagine like them writing Ben Affleck's role for himself. That dude was like having fun. Yeah. Asshole.
He was definitely a highlight for sure. Even Matt Damon, I felt like he was very good in this. Actually, the whole cast was very good.
And Ben Affleck was just playing a frat boy the entire time.
Yeah. they had fun with it, almost. Oh, well, not almost. They did. But let's see.
Hello, I benched 315.
Ah, yes. I benched 315. How's it going?
Yeah. I set out like 315 like that.
Did you watch The Last Duel? I benched 315. That's a fun name. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
Give it a solid 4.
I'll give it a 4.2. I enjoyed the movie a lot. I actually like thought about like how you said you're translating it to today, right? And it made me think like kind of like what was that other movie we watched with DiCaprio?
Oh, Don't Look Up.
Yeah, like when the messaging like translates to real life, that's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about it. Do you think it's gonna win an Oscar?
I think it's getting swept under the rug for some reason. Like everybody just forgot about it.
Do you think it's because it's like been out a while already? Does that usually happen?
I have no idea why. Might be marketing. I don't know. She is definitely Jodie Comer should like at least get a nomination, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, there's like nobody is even talking about this movie, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's why. I don't know. Like trailers are important, man. The trailer showed me nothing, and I had no interest for this.
It's one of those movies where you go in, it's just a bunch of old people with you, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But if there's a pandemic, there's not really. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like 1917 was like another one of those movies.
Mm.
Where it's just like a bunch of old people. It's like, oh, wow. This movie must be good then.
Yeah. Not a family movie, by the way, this movie.
Oh.
Just a heads up. Not a family movie. Should we talk about the... I mean, because it was... I would say, like, for that type of scene, it was done well in, like...
Mm.
Like, because it's really easy to make it...
You know what my thing is? I feel like you shouldn't... Well, in my opinion, if I were to make a movie like this, I would never show it. The actual act.
Why not?
I don't... So unnecessary.
That's true.
It's like what's the point of showing it, right? We know what's bad. We know, like, you're not saying anything new by showing it. I get, like, some people are like, oh, it's challenging stuff. And you're like, you should be allowed to, like, show that kind of stuff. And I get that. But my opinion is I wouldn't show anything like that. I think everything after of, like, her, like, going through it, like, the aftermath, like, that is way more effective than me watching what she, like, the actual act, right? Like, her the morning after and then her at the trial being like, yeah, like all that stuff is way more effective than the main thing that happened.
Yeah.
I'm trying to support it, yeah.
For me, oh, sorry, go ahead. Do you have more?
Oh, no, that was it.
For me, I not that I thought it was necessary because you do have, like, you can do it without it. But for me, it allowed me to, like, kind of relate to her better. And, like, this is, like, serious trauma. You know what I mean? Because, like, I would never... Like, it's hard to really, like, picture exactly what the trauma is, like, in that situation. So, it was definitely, whoa, but it played a part in me feeling more bad for her, I would say.
I will say, what I thought it was interesting was that from the guy's point of view, it was still pretty freaking like bad.
Yeah, but it was worse in the.
And then yeah, in her point of view, it's like even worse. Yeah, I like that. I like that they didn't make him. His total point of view was like, oh no, it was still like a. In his mind, it was okay. Like no, even in his mind, it was bad.
Yeah. Whew. Well, honestly, I would recommend this movie to everybody. I don't know. I just want more opinions on it. Anyone else who's seen this movie, please let us know. I'm curious. It's one of those, like, good discussion movies, I feel like. At the end, oh my god, I thought it was going to go the other way at the end.
Oh, like the,
Because it's like,
what's it called, like, it does that thing where it's like the supervillain is like, or the hero is like, oh yeah, and then the supervillain,
yeah,
like that kind of thing.
Well, like, yeah, it's like when he was pleading his case at the end, it was like, does he really believe her? That's what I was thinking, like,
oh, because
okay. if his, like, if he didn't believe her, maybe he like lets up or something. I don't know, but it is a duel to the death. So
I also like that by the like towards the end of the movie. I also didn't like, the only reason I wanted Matt Damon to win is for her. Like, I didn't want him to win, like, because he's still an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I was watching the duel and I was like, who's the hero in this? It's like, neither of them really, but.
Yeah, neither.
Oh, that's another thing. In Matt Damon's one, he's like all like more romantic and sweet. And then when you get to hers, he's like,
yeah, he's a dick.
So I thought that was pretty funny too. Yeah, for sure.
But like his point of view is like perfect. Because it's completely self-centered.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely recommend that movie. It's on HBO Max if you haven't seen it. The Last Duel. It truly was The Last Duel. All right, so moving on, the TV show we've been waiting for.
Should we do the Harry Potter one next? Because I don't think we should end on that.
Okay, yeah, good point. Let's do the Harry Potter one. Harry Potter 20th anniversary special. That's also on HBO.
Return to Hogwarts.
Yeah, is that a movie? It's not a movie. What is it?
I think it's technically a special, like a comedy special, like kind of like that, where it's like not really a movie or a documentary, it's just like a
thing,
special thing. Yeah.
I think a fan service. But yeah, what did you think of it?
Well, I'm a fan of Harry Potter, so I thought it was really interesting. They brought up like a lot of good points where it's like they were kids and like growing up into it is like, that's like, that's nothing ever like that has been done before. It's crazy. It's like actually pretty crazy. And, like, yeah, as a fan, like, I also grew up with it, like, with them. And it's, like, low-key, like, it does a good job of showing how, like, kind of surreal it is. And, like, though it also hits the point across over and over that they're a family. But, like, by the end of it, I felt that, like, oh, yeah, they are a family.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And also just, like, those interesting stuff, like how they were kids, but they were also dealing with, like, big-time actors, but they were still on, like, the same level as them. That's just like really interesting, like stuff like that throughout the whole thing they're doing.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching them, like all the behind the scenes stuff too, because like I wasn't like a huge fan of the movies, but I watched them all and I enjoyed them all as a kid, you know. So it was cool to see like the little extra tidbits of like how it was made and like their relationships and things like that. So I enjoyed that. I think the beginning was a little unnecessary, like kind of trying to. What was that with the?
They never go back to it. It's just like, oh yeah, look at this fun little thing, and then.
Yeah, they just had some fucking, envelopes, and they went to this like hall thing, and then it was over. It was like, okay, now we're just Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson and Rupert Grint again. Yeah, at least
like in between, they're like doing something with it, but no, it just never.
Nope, it was
came
just
back up again.
Yeah, it's like they were like,
I think it was setting up how they're all in like sets.
Yeah,
but that's it. All right.
Yeah, it was almost like, let me direct you one last time.
Yeah, I did like how they brought in the directors and got their like their
oh yeah
like,
same
their little yeah information too. That was really interesting.
Yeah,
like props to the director of the first two movies, because he had to work with a bunch of kids. Fuck that, I would never. fucking deal with that many kids. It was awful.
Yeah.
His energy must have been, like, crazy, like, every single day on set.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Tanner is handsome. Who's Tanner?
Oh, that's Cobra Kai.
Oh.
That's Robbie.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
He's all that. He's in that.
We'll get to that.
He's all that.
Okay, but Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. Oh, another notable part. I don't know. How awkward did you feel the Ron Hermione stuff was?
I honestly hear about it a lot, but watching it, I thought it was fine. I didn't see that he liked her at all, honestly. I thought they were just like how she felt. It was just like they were like siblings.
Yeah.
Because I see everybody, I saw that everywhere, right?
You're right.
Like, people are saying that, like, oh, he loves her. But I don't see that at all. He's just, I don't know. I just see, like, yeah, they're just actors.
Yeah, I didn't see necessarily, like, a, like, love kind of thing, but, like, he definitely at one point must have had a crush on her, like.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they probably all did. Cause
true, yeah.
Watson's really pretty.
Yeah. And, like, the whole, she was like, oh, this, the kissing scene was probably the worst forever. And he was just like, yeah. I was like, bro.
He doesn't get enough credit, though. I think he's a very, like, ever since he was a kid, he was a really good actor. The Ron actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He never did really anything else, right?
I guess he said peace. He peaced out.
Yeah. Why?
I know he played Ed Sheeran in a music video or something. Like
that. It's pretty funny.
I don't know.
I don't know if we should write this. It's not a movie or a show.
Yeah, not exactly. Well, I did on Letterboxd.
Oh, what'd you rate it on Letterboxd?
I rated it a 4 because I thought it was really interesting.
All right. Yeah, I'll give it. Oh, go.
They were chosen as like when they were kids, right? But I thought it was, yeah, it's just crazy that they're all pretty good actors though. Like by the end of it. They're really good still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like real actors.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So is that luck or is that good casting?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, well.
Legit, yeah. That's crazy. They got really lucky.
Yeah. But yeah, it was super interesting. Would definitely recommend watching if you're a Harry Potter fan, for sure. All right. Now to the main event, Cobra Kai season 4.
Save it for last.
Oh, I'll.
That's up to you. I'm just joking.
Well, I already said it, so let's just do it. Yeah. What were your thoughts, Cobra Kai?
I mean, I like this show. It's really interesting. It's just really easy to watch. I think it's just so easy to just put it on, watch it all the way through, and it's, all right, cool. Next, I'll be back next year, you know.
Yeah. I liked what you said. Oh, go. Yeah. Go, sorry.
Go ahead. Damn.
No, you go. Dude, your pauses are messing with me, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
Frick, what was I going to say? Oh, like what you were saying, you were telling me, like, oh, it's like an anime. And it is like an anime. They took this, like, simple story of these people, like, in this small community who love karate, and they made it like a huge thing. It's like,
yeah,
way bigger than it should be, you know what
there's
I mean,
like so much lore and world building. There's all these characters coming back.
Yeah,
it's good though. I like they all feel, I wouldn't say, well, no, yeah, they all feel like real people, and they go through like things, and we're just watching them the entire time. And that's why the show, I think that's why the show is good, because we just see these characters and the arcs they go through and all these storylines and how they end. Like the tournament, I feel like the tournament was really good too at the end.
Yeah, I was glad that it wasn't predictable, because like yeah. They had, that's what, like all these entangled storylines, you couldn't really tell, like it could have gone, multiple people could have won, you know?
Yeah.
So that was good.
That's another reason it's like an anime though, because they like want to prove who's the best, who's better than
you. Yeah.
They have to like make up these rules, like, oh no, this person, it's because this person was distracted and that's why they lost. And like, man, all these power levels and like spoilers, but like one person couldn't even fight and they had to like,
oh yeah,
it's because that a person want to beat everybody. It's like, oh, it's like an anime.
Dude, it is like an anime. Oh, that's cringe. Yeah, and like, the romances are kind of cringe.
It was always like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just, I think they do that on purpose because it's kind of like 90s. Like, the 90s like stuff was like that.
Yeah, the whole show is like 90s.
It's so, like, it's like kind of boomer too. Like, you know, cyber, like how it deals with cyberbullying and some of that stuff. It's like, bruh.
True.
I do like Kenny though. Kenny is really, that actor is really good.
Yeah, I like Kenny too. I liked specifically Daniel LaRusso's arc.
Mm. Oh yeah, this season.
Yeah, this season, like, he accepted, he found his own way of doing things. I thought that was cool. And like, they even brought it back from the clip of the movie. And I was damn, movie. It was all planned out. But yeah,
they planned it all the way.
Yeah.
I do like Kreese's arc. His one is really interesting.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he had a good one. It kind of had to like jump through little holes because I'm watching those movies. It's like, nah, he didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah,
but like the show did a good job though. Being like, oh no, he can like prove that he did, and yeah, it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Man, what did you think of that ending for him, though?
That was really good. I liked the villain, Silver.
Wait, so... what's that guy's name? Stingray.
Oh, yeah.
Was he not... I can't remember what happened. Like, why is he not with Lawrence? And, like, Eagle Fang.
Oh, so what happened last season?
Yeah.
Well, he was the security guard for the school, and he beat up a bunch of kids, so he... Yeah, he was on house arrest or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he, like, didn't get the memo that...
Yeah, I guess not. I forgot about him.
I mean, that's hella believable for his character, though, so that's fine.
It's so tragic. The actor's really good, too, though.
Yeah, I love... Like, he's so good. Oh, what else? There's so much, like... Oh, the romance is cringe. The random karate can be kind of cringe sometimes.
Oh, I know what scene you love at the prom when they're like,
yeah, by the Robbie pool. And... Oh wait, which one?
No. At the... There's the pool too. But Robbie and Tori are dancing, and then yeah, they're like, oh, I forget what the line was, but they're like, they're like, oh, I don't care about them anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's like something like that. I'm like, oh, Lord would love
I
that.
Can't remember the line, but there was something like that too.
Yeah.
I wish I wrote it down or something, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. Ugh. But overall, it was, go.
I do like the wins. Like the people that did win, I was like, all right, that's nice. I like those. If you remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, and I liked the new Eagle Fang girl. She was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Or cool. I don't know if she was supposed to be funny, but...
Probably was. Yeah, she was funny.
I found her kind of funny. Overall, what would you give season 4?
Damn, season 4? I'd give it 4 stars. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4 too. I don't know if it was... Like, what was the best season?
I really liked, season 3. Like, even going into this season, I was like, what happened last season? I don't even remember season 3.
Yeah.
But season 2 I liked a lot, though.
Which one was that again?
Season 2 is when, that's when it really was like, oh, now there are two dojos, and now they're gonna go against each other. And then there's, like, a lot of stuff that happened out of school. Where they were fighting, and then it ended in the school riot, like on the first day of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I liked season 1 the best still, where it's like Johnny like finding himself.
Mm-hmm.
And like his arc there. So that's, I mean, it's the only one I can really remember. And like, yeah, kind of stuck with me, so I'll just go with that. Okay, moving on. Definitely watch Cobra Kai if you like anime, or if you just like karate, or. Mm-hmm. If you just have Netflix. But I would actually probably recommend this more if you're looking for something a little deeper. Afterlife, written and directed, right, by Ricky Gervais. Very impressive. Season 3, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. I don't know. It's so like small stakes, and it's just like fine.
Yeah. But
the comedy is really good. I'm always like laughing at this show. It's so funny. I think it's when like when they do the interviews with people, it's just like, man, these people are so, like, how do they find so many like people that are like the swingers is the one that I was laughing the most. It's so weird.
Dude, I think the accents like have a lot to do with it too, because like they're just he's interviewing them and they say it so casually, like, yeah, it's a swingers club, like, yeah.
There's like, oh, man, oh my god, yeah, it's just like the, I don't know what it is about British humor, it's just so funny.
That's true.
I think it's, what is it? I don't know.
I didn't laugh like an outrageous amount, but I just liked, I don't know, they were all going through real life stuff, and I was like invested in all of them, you know, like.
Yeah, even the new girl. Yeah.
Yeah, so I really felt that, and it was cool how it ended too.
Yeah, like all of their little storylines.
Yeah.
Like coming together.
Yeah, all the loops closed, even the glasses guy. Oh man.
Oh yeah. Dude, he is so out of pocket.
I felt my so goodness. Bad. Dude, he's great. He might be my favorite character, actually. I laughed at him the most, dude. He's so like, what is going on? Why?
And I like how he like, you never know when he's gonna stop talking. Like he can go on forever.
Yeah. That and like, oh, the laugh therapy made me super uncomfortable. Like,
oh, that was weird.
I was like, whoa, what is this? I didn't look it up, but I was like, is this a real thing? Let me look it up now, actually.
I remember seeing that in something else.
Yeah, it seemed familiar, but I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
It's like so easy to make fun of, but I bet it works.
Yeah. Laughter yoga is a modern exercise involving prolonged voluntary laughter. Huh. Usually done in groups with eye contact and playfulness. I mean, there's no like hard evidence that it works, right?
I mean, if it works for some people, then it works.
It says may increase life satisfaction. Huh. Well, if anyone's ever done this, let us know. I'm curious. But anyway, yeah, back to Afterlife. Afterlife. What were you going to say?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
I don't know. It was just, like, I love this show because it just made me think deeper about, like, my own life and, like, why I exist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of deep there, but it was cool to see like Ricky Gervais have his own like internal struggle and like what he's still doing there and have it like work out, like he figured out why, and it was like super satisfying to me. But yeah, what would you give that out of 5?
Solid 4. It's really good.
Yeah,
his comedy is so funny. I don't get it. How do you do that?
I think it's just, I don't know. Part of it has, like, a huge part of it for me is the British. Like, it's just random ass words. Like, he's calling people. I can't even say it. Like, I don't even want to say it. Like, he's just using British swear words and using British lingo that's funny as hell for no reason.
It probably is the accent. I remember the scene where like the friends of the therapist, they didn't bring him back, the freaking the therapist guy from the last few seasons who's like so freaking bad at his job.
Oh yeah.
But his friends came in the office, right? And they were like talking about their podcast or whatever. And I was like, holy shit, that was so funny. Like, that was another scene where it's like they could go on forever.
Yeah.
Like, when are they gonna stop? They're like talking about like doing stuff to like your freaking grandma or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, oh, who's the guy that runs the agency? Or is it an agency? You know who I'm talking about? He let the sad girl live above him.
Oh, yeah.
He was really funny, too, to me. When, like, he would just come into that girl's room and stuff. I was like, bro, go away.
Or he was bullying the guy during the meeting, like, pretty much the whole time. Like, or because he's his agent. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, I need a job. And he's like, oh, Boto Gervais.
Nice. Boto Gervais. That's pretty good. Did we already rate it? Yeah, we did. Oh, I said, yeah. I'll give it a 4.5 because I liked it a lot. It was funny and it made me think deeper. Very good show. Mm-hmm.
Very good show.
Very good show. Dang, was that all we had?
Yeah.
Felt a little short, but we're 37 minutes, so not too bad.
Like, that's the usual time.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe time flies when you're having fun. All right, let me get my plugs in. So, if you aren't already, follow us on socials, especially Instagram, at Mixed Podcasting. We post, like, little highlights, updates when we're going live. And I'd also like to use it to get more of your opinions there. Like, we want to open more discussion. I want more opinions on, like, what you guys think about the stuff we watch and stuff like that. So, definitely follow us on Instagram. If you liked the live show here, be sure to drop a follow. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We're a little late today, but it won't happen again, probably for a few weeks. Next episode, we're actually going to do Shawshank Redemption next episode. The Book of Boba Fett. Is it going to be done by next episode?
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
I think the last episode is the day of the podcast.
Oh, wow. That's going to be close one then. Book of Boba Fett, home team, which is the weird Sean Payton, what's the Kevin James movie? Don't know what to expect there. And Ozark. Ozark is probably going to be my favorite one. I'm really excited to watch that. Is this the last? It is the last season for Ozark.
Yeah.
Woohoo! The stakes have never been higher. Excuse me.
Watch movie 43 on Netflix. I feel like we watched it. Do you remember seeing that?
Movie 43.
It's a bunch of short films and they're all freaking whack.
Movie 43. Did we?
I remember watching it in the dorm. Maybe not.
I can't remember. What happens
maybe
in
I watched it?
It
alone. Well, there's a bunch of short films and all the short films are freaking weird.
Wait, was there a Superman one or something?
There was. It was the speed dating one.
And I think I did watch this.
Yeah.
Why did we watch this?
Because it's on Netflix and I had nothing better to do.
It has a 4% on Rotten Tomatoes, dude.
It does. That doesn't surprise me.
Holy crap.
They have the cast that was like, whoa, all these people.
Yeah. But then what happened? I can't even remember.
All the shorts are just dumb humor. That's why.
And they released it as a movie?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Oh my god! Hugh Jackman with balls on his neck.
Yeah.
I did watch this.
Yeah. That's the whole, like, thing. That's the type of humor. That's why it has 4%.
Dude, why did he agree to do that?
I don't know. Why did any of them agree to do any of it?
Who made this? Elizabeth Banks, James Gunn. James Gunn. Oh, they all directed. Like, there's a bunch of directors for each one.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's pretty funny, though. Wow, why did we watch that?
Did you see the actual picture of Hugh Jackman?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, why?
There's like a little like scene of him like eating soup, and then like it's going in the soup.
Oh, I remember that. It like drips off. Oh. It was so gross looking too. They made it like,
ugh. It is real. Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, I guess we'll end there. But thanks for hanging out. Shout out iBench315. Shout out Yo Maui. Shout out. Ooh, how do I say that? How would you say that? Monk belt? Monkey belt? Monka belt. The no Y is throwing me off. Monk belt.
That's how you spell monkey now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Monkey belt. But yeah, shout out you guys for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time on The Mix.